Yes, Merry Christmas Eve. We got a decent forecast. Not too cold, not snowy and blowing. So traveling will be made easier even for Santa Claus, who you can track on NORAD. And it is one of the busier travel days of the year, both at the airport and, of course, on the highway. So safe travels. Gas prices are pretty low right now, $1.20. Not a lot of the major ones, maybe a little less at some of the independents. And if you're looking for fun to keep the kids busy over Christmas, well, Mission Bridge is open now. The city's been grooming the ice, the cross-country ski trails, and the outdoor rinks are open, too, and it's not unbelievably cold. So, yeah, maybe some rink time, too. Lotto Max did not go again last night. Shoots up to 80 million, or it stays at 80 million, and I think they got like 46 max millions now. And that draw on Friday, but nobody in Saskatchewan won anything. Got a lottery ticket yesterday. Crunch it up. I'll try again on Friday, I guess. We're talking about Christmas traditions this morning. Christmas Eve. What do you normally do? 1-877-300-7275. Tonight, a little family gathering for us. Everyone bringing a little appetizer and a cocktail, and pretty low-key. Kids will be wound up, excited, go home early. Maybe watch a movie. How about you? Andy from Regina texted me. He said, we used to play Romoli with quarters, and you get to keep the money you won on Christmas Eve, then Christmas Day. We'd eventually get back to playing games. Aggravation was one, then Romoli to get back the money you lost. Thanks, Andy, for sharing that, and Merry Christmas. 1-877-300-7275, your Christmas traditions. So it's one of the topics I spoke with Premier Scott Moe last week about. He stopped by for a little year in review. We chatted a lot about Christmas and his nieces and nephews. In fact, I started asking the premier if he agreed with his nieces and nephews and all his grandchildren. Is the best movie of the year K-pop Demon Hunters?
It's pretty good. I admit, it's pretty good. And it's in multiple languages, of which I don't understand. But it's actually a pretty good movie for kids. And some, you know, I think... And the song Golden, it won a number of awards here recently as well, so it's pretty good.
Well, you know quite a bit about K-pop Demon Hunters. I'm impressed. Hey, as a Ryder fan, I'm sure the Grey Cup win this year was a highlight for you, but was it really wise to leave for Washington on parade day and leave Gene Bukowski and Deputy Premier Jim Ryder in charge of the ledge? Because it seemed to get a little out of hand.
It all worked out, but barely.
Coach Mace is worried he may not be invited back, though.
No, he wins a Grey Cup. He can come back anytime.
Okay. I've never seen so many players and been concerned for their lives hanging on the side of the ledge as I was that day. It was fun. But
And you know, they let loose for a day or two. But yep. What dedication to one another throughout the year.
Certainly
and,
was.
You know, and it seems that dedication is carrying into next year with some of the commitments to play again next year. So it's an exciting time for our team.
Premier Scott Moe, you're spending Christmas in your hometown of Shelbrooke. Would your wife say you're a good gift giver?
No, but I'm trying to change that this year. I've been married 32 years, and I think I finally have it right.
How?
Well, I can't. I can't tell you what I've done, but I've tried, in particular, maybe the last 10 years, I've tried really hard.
Yeah.
I'm not very good at this. She'll agree. She'll be the first to tell you that. I think I did better this year.
You're supposed to listen through the year when she says, oh, I need that or I want that. Make a mental note for Christmas. I'm asking if you ever listen to your wife, sir.
I try to, but I get to it too late in the year. So okay. I start about a week, 10 days before Christmas is when I really start tuning in. And sometimes I miss the signals.
Premier Scott Moe, what's your favorite thing to do there at Shelbrooke when you're home and not worrying about politics?
I love getting out and going skidooing. We have some great trails here and, you know, a number of great friends that get out, you know, once a week at least or otherwise, and good, you know, snowmobile shacks along the trails. And I love to do it. I just don't get to do it enough.
Do you guys have a Christmas tradition that happens every time?
Yeah, we have a hockey game.
Oh, really?
On Christmas Eve. Yeah, every year it's my family and extended family and we have a hockey game and nieces and nephews are getting awfully good now. So I'm one of these years, I'm going to get moved off the ice to the coaching ranks.
Well, I have to say thank you again for you to join us here this morning. And I don't know, you must get tired of everyone asking you questions all the time, do you, as premier? Like, every day a question. Do you got any questions for me? You want to ask me any questions?
Well, I want to ask who's going to win a Stanley Cup this year, because I've shifted entirely now just in the last week from Grey Cup mode to Stanley Cup mode.
Yes.
And it was, I will say this too, it was sweet to beat the Bruins last night. I hope our goalie's okay, because Dave Merritt, Jim Ryder, you know, those are all like really bad Bruins fans. And it's always, and this is maybe a little payback for their lack of attention to detail and taking care of our
provincial legislature. So you did make that cabinet shuffle based on Oiler fans. I get you now. I got it now.
First two. I tried to slip a allegiance to the Oilers document into the package, but they caught it.
Bravery Scott Moe, all the best to you and your family in 2026, and Merry Christmas. Enjoy your break.
And to you and all your listeners as well, great Christmas and Happy New Year.
Thank you, sir. Premier Scott Moe. Christmas Eve, Kevin Martell. How are you feeling? Are you stressed out? Do you still got lots to do today?
Or no.
Do you feel like you're in a good spot?
I feel good. I went and got groceries yesterday. That was a zoo.
Well, it's not as busy as I thought it would be. I bet you it'll be busier today because I did the same.
It was busy, but the particular where I go, I mean, there are only two exits, and so they're just lined up. So we got to, you know, to get out.
Oh, you have the parking lot?
Yeah, to get out of there, it was
That's
kind
true.
Of a nightmare.
It was busy in the parking lot.
But I got her all done, and I think I'm pretty well. Just a couple minor gifts left, but I'm set up good. I feel good.
What do you like more? Is it Christmas Eve or Christmas Day? Growing up, like obviously as a little kid, you're always more excited on Christmas morning.
I mean,
but now as an adult, do you lean one way or another?
I'm a big anticipation guy, so I like the day before, you know. Before you go on a holiday, mm-hmm. I love the day before getting ready to go because you have the entire trip directly in front of you.
Yeah.
I'm a big Thursday is my favorite day of the week guy, which I often get flack for. And they're like, why?
Well, you better explain why you feel that way.
Well, because it's the day before the weekend. The weekend is right there. It's not in the middle of the weekend. It's just before. So anyway, today is my big day.
Well, we were also talking about Christmas Eve traditions. And when I was a kid growing up, my family, all the aunts and uncles, the grandparents and the nieces and the nephews and the cousins, somebody held court at somebody's house, usually a bungalow that was no larger than 900 square feet. And we all jammed in. And there were crock pots everywhere. I remember that. And then, you know, a crock pot on the coffee table, one on the kitchen. You know, they were everywhere. Food. Kids wound up on Christmas Eve and excitement and
leftovers for days.
Yeah. And then, you know, we got to head home 9 or 9:30 because we got to get to bed, which was still pretty late for Christmas Eve. But how about you? Do you like watching Christmas movies or what do you do on Christmas Eve?
Yeah, I think a couple Christmas movies. We got a Christmas Story Advent calendar. So we've been slowly going through that. I've never done an Advent calendar before in my life. This
so
is
every day
new
is
to
what?
Me.
A Christmas movie suggestion?
No, it's a Christmas story, like the movie, The Christmas Story. So it's little figurines from the movie, little characters from the movie. A couple of the dogs, of course, like all the big characters
so
in the movie.
So you're gathering a little
Santa's
toy
in
collection.
There. So yeah, we have a little toy collection. So we'll probably watch the movie this year. The Grinch, the Jim Carrey Grinch,
Love
will
it.
Probably get watched. And we might even drive around and look at some of the lights.
Nice. Yeah. Die Hard.
Oh, you're doing...
I'm going to watch Die Hard either tonight or tomorrow at some point. It's going to be on. It is a Christmas movie. And don't get me started if you don't think it is. But in fact... You know what? I'm going to prove it after the 7 o'clock news. I'm going to prove to you that it's a Christmas movie, Kevin. I really am. But that's one I'd like to watch. And A Christmas Vacation, Chevy Chase as well.
We've watched that one already, yep.
A look at the weather. If you're traveling, it's perfect traveling weather, I find.
Yeah, nothing out of the ordinary out there. If you're flying today.
Santa.
Everything looks okay.
If you're flying, Santa.
Clear skies, Santa. Roads as well. Highway Hotline's reporting bare and clear. Hopefully drivers who are on the roads as well are finding that they're pretty drivable right now.
And we kind of touched on this yesterday, I think, but the Lotto Max did not get one last night. It's 80 million,
we
right?
We did not win, Greg. You and I did not win, so it stays at 80 million, but the number of Max Million prizes go up. 46 draws now for $1 million come Friday.
You and I always get a little something just to say thank you on Christmas. And I did not get you a lottery ticket because I don't think I could live with myself if you won the Lotto Max.
I would
and
share.
I'd give it to you.
I would share some
would
of the
really?
Money. Well, if it was 80 million, if it was anything less, I don't know.
All right, so get your Lotto Max tickets again. Put them in stockings if you dare. But it's still up there for Friday's draw. Thank you, Kevin Martell.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas from the 980 CJME Newsroom at 6:58. Merry Christmas. It's Christmas Eve. Kids probably still asleep, but they will be super excited, not wanting to go to bed tonight at all, right? Because Santa is on the way. One more sleep to go. And I don't know if your kid's been out of school only a few days now. Have they been telling you they're bored? If they are, you want to keep them active. Don't forget that skating loop out at Fort Capel at Echo Lake Park there. That's going to open up on Boxing Day. Mission Ridge is open now. And of course, there's lots going on just around town to get into the Christmas spirit, including Globe Theater. Oh, and lots of Christmas movies coming up here. The new Avatar is ultra hot right now, and some of the new ones opening up Christmas Day. Marty Supreme, which is getting tons of Oscar talk here for Timothy Chalamet. And apparently it takes place in the 50s. His character, a bit of a hustler who pursues his dream of becoming a champion table tennis player. And then there is Song Sung Blue, the true story of a couple that were kind of like a tribute act to Neil Diamond.
This story is about hope. It is about joy and music.
What do you think?
Mike and Claire dream big. They won't quit.
And I just want to sing and I want to shine.
It is infectious.
Their story is wild.
That's open on Christmas Day, and of course, if you're just hanging out, the next episodes of Stranger Things dropping here on Christmas Day, right, Brett, my producer there? Yeah, he's shaking his head. That's one. I still haven't watched a single episode, but everyone's crazy about that one. And I think I'm going to watch Die Hard because it is a Christmas movie after all. And if you don't take my word for it, Hollywood movie director James Cameron. Hey, this guy knows what he's talking about. Stephen Colbert just asked him, A, what's the best action movie ever, and is it?
I know the answer to this. It's Die Hard. Right? Die Hard. Best one-liner, best villain death, best Christmas movie.
Yeah. Huh? How about that? Best Christmas movie. There's your proof right there. If you are arguing that it is not, I say no. Just listen.
This is John.
Nice beer.
He just wants to spend Christmas with the family.
Is Daddy coming?
We'll see what Santa and Mommy can do.
But when he gets stuck at the office party...
Merry Christmas!
It'll be a holiday...
Merry Christmas!
...he'll never forget.
Ho, ho, ho. Welcome to the party, pal!
This Christmas...
It's a time of miracles, so be of good cheer.
Only John can drive somebody that crazy.
Get ready to jingle some bells... and deck the halls with boughs of Bruce Willis.
Land of the coast, we get together, have a few laughs.
Alan Rickman.
Do you really think you have a chance against us, Mr. Cowboy?
Yippee-ki-yay, mother.
Together in the greatest Christmas story ever told.
I got some bad news for you, Dwayne.
Hans. Booby.
Eat it, Harvey.
Merry Christmas.
Die Hard.
Hey, if Die Hard doesn't count as a Christmas movie, then neither should It's a Wonderful Life. And I'm serious about that, because if we're making strict rules about what qualifies as a Christmas film, let's at least be consistent. If John McClane is out, George Bailey is out as well. I hear people say Die Hard only uses Christmas as a backdrop, so it's not really a Christmas movie. But most of It's a Wonderful Life isn't about Christmas either. It's focused on George's life and his struggles with banking and housing, and over half of It's a Wonderful Life doesn't even have any Christmas scenes at all. It's focused instead on George's life and his struggles, and less than half of it takes place on Christmas Eve. Die Hard takes place 100% on Christmas Eve, reminds you throughout the whole movie.
Wish you a Merry Christmas!
It's Christmas Eve.
Is there any Christmas music?
I didn't realize they celebrated Christmas in Japan.
Merry Christmas!
Twas the night before Christmas.
Yeah, the music in It's a Wonderful Life isn't even remotely Christmassy. Die Hard soundtrack, packed with Christmas bells, festive melodies, and when the music isn't setting the mood, the characters are singing, humming, or whistling Christmas songs.
This is Christmas music.
See?
Oh, the weather outside is frightful,
but the fire is so delightful.
Wonderful Life covers some heavy themes: financial fraud, social inequality, child death, an adult hitting a child until his ears bleed, war casualties. Not exactly the Christmas spirit either, is it?
George, what's wrong?
Wrong everything, George. You call this a happy family. Why do we have to have all these kids?
Oh, yeah, and that attempted suicide?
Help!
Yeah,
help!
Merry Christmas. Help! Sounds like a Christmas movie, all right. Every year, people argue that Die Hard isn't a Christmas movie because of its gunfights, action, and heights.
Welcome to the party, pal!
But come on, Die Hard features a villain. Like the Grinch! John McClane's even married to a woman named Holly.
Good evening. I'm here to see Holly McClane.
Where's Holly? Where's Holly Gennaro?
Yeah, but Greg, It's a Wonder of Life has that beautiful snowfall scene where George wishes everyone a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas, George!
Hey, I hear you, but here's the thing. Die Hard includes a scene where it's snowing, too. The final scene. $640 million in negotiable bearer bonds hidden in the vault come raining down like snow as our hero meets the outside cop accomplice for the first time.
That was my wife, Holly. Holly Gennaro.
Holly McClane.
Hello, Holly. You got yourself a good man. You take good care of him.
Yeah, it's snowing there. This isn't a coincidence. Details like that are intentional. The director never intended Wonderful Life to be a Christmas movie, by the way. He just loved the story, and it only became a holiday classic after its copyright lapsed in 1974, allowing TV stations to air it for free during the holiday season, making it part of a Christmas tradition. And let's be clear, if movies set at Christmas with Christmas themes and music aren't considered Christmas movies, then Die Hard isn't one, but neither is It's a Wonderful Life. So this year, accept it. Die Hard, a Christmas classic. It truly is. Or risk losing a wonderful life as one forever, too. And you don't want to stop an angel from earning their wings, do you?
Look, Daddy, teacher says every time a bell rings, an angel gets his wings.
That's right. That's right. Attaboy, Clarence.
So, my friends, and Merry Christmas.
Children laughing, people passing, meeting smile after smile, and on every
Well, it's Christmas Eve, Evan Bray. I think feeling a little better, not good enough to come back in. I checked in on him yesterday, still feeling pretty rough. But, hey, Brent Lux is doing just fine in the chair and joins me now. Brent, welcome back.
Good to be here, Greg. How are you this morning?
I'm well. I just made the case, I think, that Die Hard, if Die Hard isn't a Christmas movie, well, then neither is It's a Wonderful Life. So put it to rest. What are your thoughts?
Well, I have always loved Bruce Willis, so I'm going to say, yes, you're right.
Thank
it's
you.
A Christmas movie.
All right, my friend. Thank you so much. Hey, we're also talking, a lot of special guests have been popping in and out through the show here this morning. We're all talking about our Christmas traditions. Growing up, what was Christmas Eve like for you?
The Christmas Eve? Oh, man, I can see the scene. We had a tiny little house that our family lived in, small town, the whole routine. But I have this wonderful image in my head of the Christmas tree all lit up, all the lights off in the living room, and my sister and I sitting on the floor in our pajamas eating Japanese mandarin oranges.
Yes.
And listening to my trusty transistor radio for the NORAD reports, checking out where Santa Claus was. Oh, man, I'd give anything to live one of those days again.
We'd always run to the window. Very similar, especially with the oranges, thank you. But we'd always be running to the window thinking we could see Santa soaring by as well,
yeah,
too. But never caught him myself as a young child. But
yeah.
Just the anticipation, right? You didn't want to go to bed as a little kid.
Isn't that the truth?
So what is it like now in the last few years? Like sometimes Christmas Eves are a little hectic for us. It depends on who's traveling, who's not. Then we get together, a few of us, a lot of my grandparents and aunts and nieces. We've kind of gone our own ways here, or some have passed. What's it like for you?
Very similar. It's going to be a quiet one for my wife and I today. We're going to go over to some friend's place because they don't have a lot of family around. All of my, my brothers and sisters, my parents, they're all gone. Our kids and grandkids don't live close. My wife has the classic line when it comes to Christmas with our kids and the grandkids. She says, I just wish our kids would have married orphans. So we don't have to share with these other families.
Well, not to be too much of a downer either. You mentioned how, you know, some of your family is gone. I lost my dad and my brother very close to Christmas. And we should remember that. Yeah, it's not always the greatest time of the year for everyone, but hey, it does get better, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
You're going to crank it up again today with a little Christmas fun in the show. What's happening?
Well, you know, we always love to hear from listeners. That's the one thing I'll always say on the Evan Bray Show. The line is always open. If you want to call, something bugging you, more importantly, if you got a Christmas greeting that you want to send out, love to hear from you through the course of the morning today. I'm laughing at this example of how media treats surveys. There's a new Léger poll out today talking about the expectations Canadians have for the new year. And I looked at two different news sources. One headline says most Canadians have dismal outlook for 2026. And another news source, same survey, the headline is a third of Canadians optimistic about the new year. And I like that. I like that. There's always got to be hope. You got to be positive, even though the numbers maybe don't back.
Let's leave it there. Look forward to your show at 8:30, Brent. Merry Christmas.
Same to you, Greg. Merry Christmas.